And now this is a dictation for Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Bird, B as in boy, E-A-R-D as in David, May 1848, addressed as a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 4631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, a follow-up for Mr. Bird with chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, psoriasis, arthritis, and CHF, last visit in July. Occasionally nausea, vomiting, but not persistent, not affecting appetite or weight. No abdominal discomfort, diarrhea, or bleeding. Supposed to have colonoscopy in the near future, Dr. Smith, SMITH group. No hospital visits. Urinary flow decrease, some frequency, but no infection, cloudiness of blood, or urinary retention. No gross edema, claudication symptom, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Some degree of dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies orthopnea PND. He works at the gym 2 days a week without any associated symptoms. 2.5 hours of treadmill and some weights. Other review system negative, medication list review. Notice the digoxin, Coric, Lasix, for the psoriasis, arthritis, on the sulfasalazine. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure 110/62, weight 178. Alert of the intestine 3, no gross respiratory distress. Maybe minor JVD, but lungs are completely clear. No arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. No edema or focal neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is in January, creatinine 1.2, which is baseline. High glucose in the 200s. Normal sodium, elevated potassium 5.2, normal acid base, present GFR in the upper 50s or better than 60s. I want to mention that his level has fluctuated, present level of 1.2 and as high as recently 1.4. A normal calcium, anemia stable around 10.7 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Liver function test has not been elevated. No albumin in the urine. Prior B12, folic acid, normal. Prior low ferritin as well as low iron saturation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 3, is stable over time. No progression, no symptoms. Next number, blood pressure in the low normal of ACE inhibitors. Next number, congestive heart failure. Previously low ejection fraction of Entresto. Clinically stable, tolerating physical activity. No evidence of pulmonary edema. No evidence of hypoperfusion. Next number, no protein in the urine, non-nephrotic syndrome. Next number, psoriasis, arthritis on sulfasalazine, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, iron deficiency, and probably explaining the anemia. Next number, digestion exposure. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy. Next number, chronic neuropathy without ulcerations or claudication symptoms. Next paragraph, comments. Potassium is running in the upper side. He needs to continue potassium restriction. This could be effect also of the digoxin. Continue to monitor. End of dictation.